We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are awesome. Oh, Lord God, we honor you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. TK, and also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we love you. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for the speaker that is coming forward. And as I said, Father God, we will praise your name. We give you all the honor and all the glory. And I want to thank you for another awesome, awesome day, an awesome, awesome year. You are good. So we bless you. We extol your greatness in the name of Jesus. Well, family, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Have an awesome day praising the Lord. Host, are you there? Victorious woman of God, are you there?
Good morning, and thank you, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. It's all yours, Minister Ada. Love you dearly.
Love you so much, Minister Robin. You know I'm always glad to hear your beautiful, precious voice. And so thank you for greeting and seating us this morning. We just absolutely love you, love your spirit, and thank you for that text. Praise the Lord, Wednesday. I was prepared to host today, but I do believe my dearly beloved Tiffany is on the line.
Okay. I'm here, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
There she is. Okay. Yes, now we can hear you. Take it away, Tiffany.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Ada and Minister Robin, for serving us this morning here on the Master's Call. God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it is a pleasure to greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our two co-founders here on the Master's Call, our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Patton. So we welcome each and every single one of you to the call. We want to let you know that this call has been going on since October the 25th of 2010, and I thank God for our two co-founders, yes. And the scripture that this call has, it can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we start this call up in prayer every morning. We end this call in prayer. On Friday, we open up the lines to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. And so we ask that you would share this, the Master's Call, with other people. Don't keep it confidential and keep it a secret to yourself, but share it with the masses so that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day here with you and with us here on the Master's Call. So we do have a website that you can go to. Please, please, please share this on your social media sites. If you want to share something positive, then this is the thing to share. And that would be www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. That is our website. It is available to you 24/7. So even when we're not on this line, you have the opportunity to go on to the website. You'll see all of the information for our calls, for our speakers, some just scripture information that will keep you lifted up. If you feel like you need a fast, you go through a fast, there's some directives on there for you to follow. So there's information there for you. And maybe you have been sitting here feasting at the buffet table, and maybe you feel like the Lord is purging you and positioning you to do something new. Well, there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call to greet, to host, to share a message. Also, the Unite The NINET Conference 2017 for Artists International will be coming up, and there will be a church service on that Sunday, and there will be opportunities for you to serve there, too, if you will be going. So I ask that you would send us an email to our prayer general or to our Mother Eagle and let them know that you have a desire to serve here on the Master's Call. And that email address is the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And again, like I said, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And so I, like I said, invite you to join us on September the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Monte Carlo Hotel. And I invite each one of you to join us there, because artist life will be something that will change this world. We have already tapped into many lives, and many lives have been changed as a result of artist life. So we invite you to join us in Las Vegas again, September the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. Well, go ahead and get your Bibles and your notebooks and pens and paper out, because it is time for me to bring on this phenomenal woman of God. She is no stranger to the Master Call, has been here for since the inception of this call. She is none other than Pastor Candy Gelino. Pastor Saclonda Candy Gelino is no stranger to this ministry. She joined the Master's Call in 2010. She has two adult children, Jaira Gelino Easley and S. Alexander. She was married to Stanley Gelino for almost 39 years prior to his death in 2015. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. After 2.5 years training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of professional certified coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshiped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois for the past 24 years, where Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became an ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of the Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and the tsunamis that have hit her life. We are so delighted to welcome to the line this morning, and also she is a Gigi, a grand grandmommy, and she has two beautiful, beautiful grandchildren. And so she has a new grandson, Jensen Stanley, and her granddaughter, Lily. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Pastor Candy Gelino at this time. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, Pastor Candy. The platform is yours.
Thank you, sweetheart. Good morning, TMC family. I am so excited. Boy, after listening to Minister Robin, who so graciously greeted and seated all of you, I mean, it's just so exciting hearing your voices and hearing the excitement and joy coming through both of you. Well, it is my pleasure to be in the presence of the believers this morning. I am blessed to have your ear today, and I pray that this word will be a blessing to you. So again, thank you so much, Minister Robin, for such a warm welcome, for your excitement. I mean, I just got excited listening to you greet the callers this morning. And thank you for that Praise the Lord Wednesday tag that you gave us. And thank you, Minister Tiffany. You are always the hostess of the mostest. Thank you for such a warm, warm, warm greeting and for the awesome introduction. You're always so, so great at doing that. And I would absolutely be remiss if I did not acknowledge the two women who are responsible for this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for this platform and for the opportunity to present a word to you this morning. Father God, I come to you this morning totally humbled, submitted to you. Father, I thank you for this time, for this opportunity. And I ask that you take these lips of clay and speak to them, through them. Make my words your words. Let me speak them today and let me speak them often. Father, I just thank you again, and I ask that every hindering spirit that might try to come against this call, against the clarity of it, I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I loose the Holy Spirit, and I loose the ministering angels to minister to us as I bring forth your word. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, saints, I think it's safe to say that most everyone on the call this morning has taken a trip on an airplane. Those who've not flown have probably traveled by car or taken a bus from one state to another or from one city to another for an extended stay. And during the last year, I flew out to Arizona from Tennessee a total of four times. In March of 2016, my first grandbaby, little Lily, was born. And I journeyed out there in March. Then I went again in June. And I went again in January of this year. And the last time I went out was in March of this year for her first birthday. I have not been to Arizona or to any place that many times in such a short span of time in my entire life. So you know what the influence of a little grandbaby can do just based on that. The first time I went, I carried two suitcases and two other carry-on bags. I was there for the better part of March. The second time in June when I went, I was there for 2 weeks. I had a large suitcase and two carry-on bags. The third time, I had scaled down a bit to one large suitcase and one carry-on bag. And hallelujah, my last trip, I just took one suitcase, one large suitcase. What's interesting is each time, except the last time, I felt the need to carry a large bag along with the suitcases or the suitcase because there were things that I just thought I needed to have with me and I didn't want to check them. Then there were other things that I knew that I needed, but I knew I had to check because of security regulations. So, needless to say, my suitcase was more than full. And the funny thing about that is that I didn't use many of the things that I took, even things that I thought I needed. I actually, in retrospect, took them as a security measure just in case I needed them. Now, mind you, I am one of those people, as my BFF can attest, I'm one of those people who pack at least a week before the date on which I'm leaving. I pack everything that I think I might want or need. I'm weighted down I'm tired before I leave home from carrying the stuff. I'm more tired through the airport as I carry the carry-on bags along with me. I have all of these things, and I'm just balked out. Tired before I leave the city, tired after I deplane because I'm still wrestling with these carry-on bags, and I'm tired when I arrive at my destination because I've struggled with all of my luggage, trying to get all my stuff to the place I'm going. So since this morning, my topic is leave some things behind and check your luggage. Most of you don't know it, but I am a certified image consultant. While I don't practice in that field now and I don't emphasize it at all, years ago, clients paid me big bucks to help them with self-presentation, self-projection, which included their speech, their body language, their makeup, and of course, their wardrobes. One of the things I learned and taught others was the basic wardrobe necessities, which, believe it or not, consist of about 20 pieces of clothing. Now, you would think that I would follow those guidelines when I'm traveling, and surely I would pack based on those guidelines, right? Well, if you're not careful, just like me, even as the professional in that area as I am, you could lose sight of what you need and what you carry and what your wardrobe looks like. You would end up carrying half of your wardrobe, all of your makeup, all of your cosmetics, shoes and purses to match every outfit, and all your Bibles, all your spiritual literature, your CDs, music, all of that stuff. And usually there are things that you have not had time to get to while you're at home. So you're thinking, okay, I'm going to take all of these things with me because I'm going to have time. Well, just like in the natural, we carry too many bags and too much luggage. As believers, children of the Most High, we tend to carry too much baggage. When we travel, whether we fly, drive, bus, or boat, we tend to carry too much luggage, too much baggage. Too many Christians are traveling through life worried, depressed, frustrated, anxious, defeated, hopeless, and angry because we tend to carry too much baggage. We want to hold on to things which we should let go of and let God. Exodus 6, 7th verse says, "And I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians." In the natural, the burdens are those things, those extra things we carry that weigh us down, physically or emotionally. The things and the stuff in the luggage, the things that we stuff and we put in the luggage at the last minute. You all know what I'm talking about, those things that we really don't need, and we, the afterthought, we go back and get them and stuff them in and take them, and we don't use them. Spiritually, the burdens are those things that deprive us from our prayer time, the things that keep us from digging into the Word, the things that get in the way of us ministering to the lost, the things that prevent us from visiting the elderly and the sick, the things that stop us from helping at the homeless shelter, the things that stop us from regularly fellowshipping with other believers, those misconceptions and lies that make us believe that all the other things that take up our precious, our limited time is more important. Saints, we have been hacked. We have been bamboozled. We spend too much time on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, CNN, and watching other TV programs and engaged in too many other things. We are deceived into thinking that a TV program is important. We are fooled into believing that the job is more important. We place more priority in going to this function or that meeting. We spend crazy time shopping and looking through our closet for what we want to wear so we can look a certain way. We sometimes put time and more time and more time into what we're going to put on our body than what we put in our head. How we look is more important, so we carry junk, unnecessary junk, to accommodate the stuff we think is important instead of focusing on what our spiritual needs are and how we can fulfill God's purpose for our life. We're talking about leaving things behind and checking your bags. You know that last trip that I made to Arizona where I just took one suitcase? I checked it at the curbside and I journeyed to the gate, hands free. I had given my stuff over to the airlines, and I didn't have to think about it, think about them during that 3.5-hour flight to Arizona. And you know what, saints? That is what God wants from us. We must learn to check our baggage with Him. Psalm 55:22 tells us to cast our burdens upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Life presents challenges. There's no getting around it. We are challenged. It's a fact. But the truth is, we have a Heavenly Father who promises that He will bring us out of them all. Psalms 34:19 says, "The righteous person may have many troubles, many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all." That's a promise. I'm reminded of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. He was totally innocent. He had done nothing to nobody. But his brother's jealousy started his problems. He had many years of ups and downs. Scripture goes on to say, "But God was with him." And Hebrews 13:5 assures us that He is always with us if we take heed. It says, "Let your conversations be without covetousness and be content with the things we have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Matthew 11, the 29th and the 30th verse says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." That means get to know Him, read His word, study His word, pray and meditate on His word, get to know and trust His character, listen for His voice. He says, "For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." And verse 30 says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So saints, as you travel through life, check your bags and your bags and your luggage and more bags. Check them with God. He knows just what to do with them. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Candy, for that powerful message this morning. Leave some things behind and check your baggage, which is something that Tiffany Lauderdale needs to do every day. So thank you so much for that word straight from the throne room. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your name and we praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, you are our God, and we will exalt you and praise your name, for in your perfect faithfulness,
You have done wonderful and mighty things for each and every single one of us. And so this morning, God, we come humbly before your throne, thanking you for this another day that you have allowed for us to wake up, to get up, to rejoice, to move, to think, to feel, to touch, to speak, God. And so we thank you. We thank you for blessing us already, Father. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for positioning us. We thank you for promoting us, oh God. We thank you because you are God and you are God alone. We thank you that we are the head and we are not the tail, that we are victorious and that we are more than conquerors, God. And without you, we would not be any of this. But with you, God, we are everything that we all are. And all of that, Father. So we thank you that we are all that and more because of you. And so we praise you this morning. We praise you, God, for every single thing that you have done. We praise you for each and every single person that is on the line this morning. We praise you for each of our jobs. We praise you for Artists International, God. We give you the praise and glory for our family, for our job. We thank you for the message, God, that you sent through Pastor Candy this morning, and I thank you right now that every single need that she stands up is met in the name of Jesus. So, God, we praise you for it in advance, Father. We thank you for Artist Life and for the United Conference that will happen in September, and we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that every single seat will be filled and that it will be overfilled. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you for elevation, and I thank you for anticipation and expectation that great things will happen for us in this day, Father. I thank you that you are comforting Christopher and Kai right now as his grandfather has gone on, Father, to be with you. I pray that you would just give them peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray if there's anyone else who has experienced bereavement or loss, that you would just be their comforter right now, oh God. And so I just thank you, Father, for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing, and for what you will do. And we give you the praise at all times. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we want to thank each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please, please, please listen to the replay and share this replay number with others. It is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call today, and we want to say happy, happy birthday to Queen Victoria Flanagan, who will be talking to us this morning on the Morning Motivational Call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic is detoxing. This is the third quarter. It's time for us to get our body detoxed, and that number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Post it on your social media sites. You won't be disappointed. Again, we thank Minister Robin for seating us and greeting us with Jesus' joy this morning for that tag, Praise the Lord Wednesday. Minister Ada, thank you for stepping in and always being available. Minister Candy, thank you so much for that powerful word. And for each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, as you go through this day, remember to praise the Lord. Minister Candy, come back and give us our benediction for this day. Minister Candy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Father God, as we leave this call, but never your presence, I pray that you help us to give and leave our baggage with you. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts when we are carrying a load. Let us know we don't have to carry it. Let our fellowship continue to encourage each other to trust you with all of our concerns. You said that which concerns us concerns you. So from this day forward, Lord, we give it, whatever it is, to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. TMC family, I love you with the love of the Lord. Have an excellent, awesome day. God bless you. Bye-bye.